Welcome, folks, to an encore show. It's been an unusual week. I mentioned on a little video clip I did on Facebook and elsewhere, I had a tooth extracted yesterday morning. I had vocal strain. It's just a jacked up week. So, yes, we're doing some encore shows. Sorry about that. You know, it happens. I'm the hardest working man in bloody show business. In fact, I think I'll adopt that. I know Tom Joyner used to call himself that, but I'm going to say that I am too. I think there's probably several hardest working men in show business. I'm now one of them.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, bud.
You're welcome.
All right, so here is this encore show that we have for you. I'm really looking forward to this. Phil interviews Bobby and Steve Dooley, who've gone into voluntary self-lockdown. Now, we're going into some of our 2020 shows. This time, 2 years ago, the country was going into lockdown. The country really didn't know what was ahead of it. We didn't know how long we were going to be in lockdown. We didn't know how long this damn virus was afoot. We didn't know how long before we had a vaccine. We were blind, man. And on this particular show, I was wondering about when was I actually going to go see Jackie for the very first time, because we had just met. And it turns out I was flying to Florida about a month after this show aired, March 25th of 2020. So let's check it out. I hope you dig it. Hope you like it. Hope you can't live without it. The world famous Phil Henry Show, Bobby and Steve, and self lockdown, Jack. All right, welcome to the show, world famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm Martin Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm General Kevin Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard. Here's Phil Henry.
Thank you very much, Phil Henry here, and we do have Dr. Jim Sadler on the phone with us. He was supposed to be at his office. He's actually here, so he's stepped into another room. who figured this out? Wait, hold on for a minute. I want to hear this. Margaret, I want to hear this. Oh, do. Very exotic, isn't it, General? Have you heard this?
No, I haven't. Just,
yeah. See, this is right up my alley, you know. What are you looking at?
What are you talking about?
Phil, one of these days, turn it down. One of these days, Bud, let her, you know, do what she's doing.
I didn't say anything, you know. I just believe we gotta get the show moving along.
I don't like the inferences.
I wasn't inferring anything. I wasn't talking about something dirty. That's in your mind, not mine. In your mind, not mine.
All right, great. Have we all figured that one out? I'm trying to listen to the exotic music, what I like to hear. Whee!
All right, Margaret, isn't this ever so tropic?
It is, isn't it? It's very tropic. Yet it feels like the desert. By the way, did you see Ben from Dubai's post?
Yeah, Ben in Dubai. Are we all done with...
So you want to hear the tropicness of it?
I'm done. Forget, I'm done. You know, trying to get into my own spirit here, trying to find my own spiritual center on this show, which is like stepping from a gilded coach into a mound of warm cow stuff. Everyone's looking at me like they don't get it. Thank you, Margaret. And, yeah.
Get some coffee?
Maybe. Can you, no, I can't. I was going to ask you to warm it up. No. All right, folks.
I'll do it, Mr. Henry.
Don't worry about it. I don't need any more coffee. I'm fine. All right. Welcome anyway to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 18,000 minutes later. Thank you, Dr. Sadler, for being here, but you were supposed to...
Yes, I'll get on the phone and it'll sound like I'm in my office.
Well, why don't you just have him on mic? Because he doesn't want to do that. He wants it to sound like he's in his office. All right.
I'm ready.
What's that?
I said I'm ready, for God. And you got to cut all of this out.
We always do, yes.
We always cut it out, Dr. Sadler.
No, they...
Be quiet, Margaret.
No, they don't really, Dr. Sadler, but you'll never believe me. She's kidding, right?
Yeah, she's kidding.
All right, I'm all ready.
Yeah, so let's go to San Diego, and Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line with us from his office in San Diego. And Dr. Sadler, how is everything there at your office in San Diego?
Yeah, it's just great, Phil, here in San Diego. So much of what I do here for people these days, oh, look at that, there's a car alarm outside near my office here in San Diego.
So much of what I do...
Shut the door, but...
Door's open.
What the fuck?
We'll cut it out. We'll cut it out, Dr. Sadler, don't worry.
I hope... Am I on the phone now?
Yes, you are. Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler in San Diego. Dr. Sadler, I know that this is a health situation, a health crisis, if you will. I know that there's people who are concerned. Can you give us some feedback, sir, on what are people supposed to do with all that toilet paper? I mean, that's pretty funny, isn't it, the whole toilet paper thing?
Well, Phil, what I tell people is if you have an abundance of toilet paper, there's only one thing you can do, and that is, you know, to wipe extra good.
Oh, you're kidding.
Is this Margaret Gray? I thought you were in the
Yeah, she just came in from the kitchen.
I wouldn't know because I'm in San Diego.
Yes, you're in San Diego at your office right now.
That's correct. But, Phil, I would say that you
wipe thoroughly.
Don't open the door, Margaret.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why did she do that?
I'm being a little bit mischievous, Doctor. Never mind.
All right, can we get going here now?
Remember, am I right?
You're fine.
I want people to think I'm in San Diego so they don't know I'm up here.
Wait, nobody will know, okay?
Fine.
You got a woman, don't you?
Shut your... Oh, man.
Bud, just be quiet. Yeah, so Dr. Jim Sadler in San Diego, and we can hear a car alarm going off outside of his office there, and you must be very busy, Doctor.
I'm very busy. I'm very, very busy. I don't have time for nothing or for anything. Excuse my language. A lot of times my grammar goes straight to hell when I'm overworked and there's like a pandemic or something.
Have you ever experienced a pandemic before, Dr. Sadler?
No, not really, but I suspect that when I do, which is one now, but if I do ever do another one, I will lose memory like I am now, and I'll forget a lot of stuff.
You don't happen to have a girlfriend up in the Santa Barbara area, do you?
No, I do not. Wow. What? Why would she...
All right, cut. Margaret, come on.
Phil, I wanted to do an exotic dance.
It's not Dr. Sadler's fault.
Hold on for just a minute.
Hey, it's not my fault, okay?
Get back in your room.
It's not my fault.
Outside, Dr. Sadler.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler with us. And so what about all that toilet paper?
What toilet paper?
Talking about all that...
Oh, yes. The toilet paper, you know what I tell people? Wipe. You know, you've got an opportunity now like none you've ever had before in your life. You can wipe. And you can wipe thoroughly. You can wipe repeatedly. And if it helps control the virus, I don't think that it... does. We've done studies. Is it coming out of the ass? It doesn't. And if, I know I'm not sounding very medical, but, you know,
The truth is you didn't really get through medical school, did you?
I almost got through. Yes, I did. Almost. But then I took a correspondence course. Is she here to break my castanets, or she got some other job to do? Maybe, I don't know, like praying for sheep, or perhaps practice a bull call, or...
You know what? I've had it. Right, sit down for a minute, everybody. Margaret? You started all of this with your exotic dance.
I'm only fooling around, Miss Gray.
Well, it's not very funny with the bull call stuff.
All right, well then quit breaking my hand.
Oh, boy. The American people are so calmed by the fantastic and equanimous and soothing voices here of Margaret Gray and Dr. Jim Sadler. Now then.
I'm not trying to... Ladies and gentlemen, pardon me for being a little bit off the, you know, off the beam, but I wanted to hear the exotic...
Yes, we know you wanted to hear your exotic music. We'll play it for at the end of the program, whatever you want, but right now we got Sadler in the other room. I mean, we've got to...
Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler.
He's in San Diego.
Right.
Okay, back to San Diego to Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Sadler, again, the toilet paper thing.
Well, Phil, the phone.
Well, Phil.
The door.
Shut the door, bud.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Phil, as I was saying, this is a golden opportunity for people to wipe like they've never wiped before. And, you know, you can laugh if you want. But hygiene is very important when it comes to health. It doesn't matter what the malady, it doesn't matter where you are, who you are, it doesn't even matter who or what you are. I don't care. Maybe you look at yourself and you don't even look human. I know it sounds crazy, but you can be a cat, you can be a mouse. You could be a duck, whatever, you know, a Morro Bay kangaroo rat, like we say. But you got to be clean and you got to wipe.
Wait a minute, cats don't wipe.
No, it's, animals, they lick themselves.
That's great.
Yeah, well, technically you're right. Yes, they do. But that's how they wipe. If I was going to say, hey, you know, everybody in the animal kingdom wipes, the cats do it with their tongues. Maybe we ought to try that. Jesus.
All right, I get it, bud.
Well, I didn't say anything, man. I was just talking. You said a cat wipes.
A cat does wipe if you get right down to it.
All right. So with the extra toilet paper, we have a golden opportunity to wipe like we've never wiped before.
Yes, and I know you're laughing at that, Phil.
No, I'm not. I'm taking it all in.
So wiping like we've never wiped before is going to affect what?
Cleanliness. Hello. I'm talking to a lady. Oh, I'm alone in this room.
Yeah, just stick with us here, Doc.
All right. What you doing, Margaret?
Don't be a smartass, Doc. Just answer the questions.
You know.
Go back in the room.
You know, I don't need that. I don't want it, man. I could go back to San Diego. I've got a 33-foot-long sloop, a road sloop.
Is that another term for penis?
Another term for a penis.
Never mind, man. Just never mind. All right, Dr. Jim Sadler.
What is he talking about?
It's a sailboat, bud.
Oh.
Let's bring some water?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with us here on the Phil Henry Show as we talk about the steps you can take, healthy steps, maybe not so healthy steps, just things you can do to improve your quality of life during this, this health crisis. Now we've had, Dr. Sadler, let me ask you something. When you're treating a patient who has this, have you treated any patients who have the coronavirus?
Well, Phil, let me just assure you that were I to treat anyone...
Well, have you, though, you know...
Wait, whoa, sunshine, okay?
Sorry.
Phil, I can assure you, in treating a patient with this virus, Dr. Jim Sadler would be, I'd be all over it like white on rice. I would be sterilized, I'd have the gloves with my hands up in the air, my nurse would then slip the glove, the glove on, and then, then I'd...
Like, what, would you go get medicine stuff?
Yeah, I think so. Would I get medicine? Of course I'd get medicine.
What would you try? How would you treat them?
Well, first of all, you want to know, are they breathing regularly? And secondly...
Now, wait a minute. You've never dealt with this.
Can I finish one point?
We're trying to determine here, Dr. Sadler, do you have practical experience in dealing with this?
I'm getting to the answer. I'm saying what I would do is I would have the ventilator ready, the respirator ready. I'd have the antiviral drugs, huh? Yeah. Bet you didn't think I knew about them, did you?
I figured you did because you're a doctor.
Well, the way I've been treated here, so...
Yes, you're a good doctor, and you... All right, so antiviral drugs.
Yes, antiviral drugs. I would get, penicillins, antibiotics, things like this. And I would be all over that like white on rice. I would not let the virus even think about, even if viruses could think, I wouldn't let it even think about invading any further into the body that it's in and making that individual sicker.
All right, can I ask you...
Whoa. I'm not done yet. Yes, Phil, I will answer your question. The second thing I would do, and this goes to the thorough wiping, if you want to call it that, with the toilet paper, I would make sure everything is sterilized. I'd boil everything. You can't go wrong. And there was a wonderful woman named Florence Nightingale.
Florence Nightingale.
What are they laughing at?
What are you guys laughing at?
Florence Nightingale, that was a real person?
It most certainly was a real person, bud. Florence Nightingale was a great nurse who discovered...
I'm going to do it.
Let Dr. Sadler.
Go ahead.
Florence Nightingale, bud, was a great nurse who discovered keeping stuff clean. You had to scrub it down and you had to wipe it off. That was her... Probably the biggest thing she ever told people. Scrub it down, wipe it off, clean it up, that kind of a deal.
And so, that, in other words, what?
Wow, what do you mean, in other words, what?
So you had to keep everything clean. Florence Nightingale figured out that was what was causing reinfection. That was what was causing the slow rate of infection. That was what was causing fever. It was, they were having a hell of a time, the doctors of the, before we had antibiotics and sanitary conditions, doctors were dealing with all of these things brought on by lack of sanitation, proper, what do you call it, Dr. Sadler? Is it?
Well, you want it to be sanitized and sterile. That's it, sterile. Boil it, clean it, wipe it off. And that's what Florence Nightingale taught us. Florence Nightingale, a beautiful, beautiful woman, about 5'2", eyes of, well, not, see, there I go.
Well, are you sure she was 5'2"?
I don't know. I'll say 5'5", because it'll keep me out of that loop. She was 5'5", actually a brunette with her hair piled up high, and she had on a tight-fitting,
We don't know any of that, do we?
Well, in my mind, that's Florence Nightingale. That's the kind of bold and wonderful and beautiful woman she was. And it was Florence Nightingale who said, "This place stinks like a sewer." She walked in. She would be walking up and down the between the beds. and decided the place stinks to high heaven. And she said, open a window in here. You know, I think probably Florence Nightingale was the first one to say that. Somebody open a window in here. Ah, yeah. You know, just waving a hand.
And what do you mean she's the first one to say that?
That's not historical, is it?
It's pretty damn near, because there are many doctors on the ward that evening when Florence Nightingale came in, and she'd been thinking and studying, and she said, this place stinks, and everything in it stinks. Now, either we kick all these patients out of the street, or we start to clean it up. You know, and she's looking at the doctors, you, all of you, let's go. And
she's talking to the doctors that way.
In so many words, yeah, because Florence Nightingale knew it was the lack of sanitation and the lack of the cleanliness.
We got on Dr. Jim Sadler at his office in San Diego here to talk with us about coronavirus, just basically good tips and ideas on how to deal with this. We talked about what do you do if you have too much toilet paper? I think you said wipe like you've never wiped before or something. Well, see, that part, that just bothers me.
What bothers you about it?
Well, what were you saying? Well, you're talking about wiping. Hold on, General.
I'm saying if you have that much toilet paper, wipe, man. When are you ever going to get a chance to wipe like that? You know, when will we ever again be at this point in history where you can wipe? Jesus, can you wipe?
Yeah.
This is as stupid as it gets on this program. It really does.
Well, I mean, the guy's talking. If you bought all that toilet paper for no reason, you know.
That's the whole thing that I'm saying. If you bought all that toilet paper for no reason, when will we ever stand at this point in history again where you can say,
yes, we know. You can wipe like you've never wiped before.
You know what? I've got a woman in Santa Barbara.
You weren't going to say anything.
Oh, wait a minute.
We'll cut it out. Don't worry.
You swear?
Sure, we,
Yeah, we swear.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler is in San Diego right now taking care of his many patients.
No, actually, Phil, I'm going to have to leave, though. I have to go home because I'm not feeling too good myself. I'm not sick, but I have to go home. I haven't been home in a long time, so I will have to take a couple of days away from the office to clean up the dog my dog crap, and, you know, and I got to fix my house up, and I got to buy a couple of bottles of Dewar. I got to get some groceries.
Yeah, so you don't have time for like that. Don't you have social life?
Yes, I do, but I don't have no time for it.
Dr. Jim Sadler with us. All right, so if you have toilet paper, wipe like you've never wiped before. Now we get to this the second thing we were talking about, which was cleanliness. Absolutely. Florence Nightingale. We were talking about how Florence Nightingale pioneered that, Margaret.
Well, Florence Nightingale was, if you'll pardon me, doctor.
Go right ahead.
She was a forward thinker, yes, and she was a nurse. And she did say that this kind of thing had not been addressed, and so she helped us. Now, what Dr. Sadler's saying, that she came on a ward one night, correct?
You think she came on a ward?
She came into the ward.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Christ on a crutch.
I'm very sorry. Yes, she did. She went into the ward. She saw the doctor standing around with their thumbs. You know how it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm being very graphic. And not graphic, but I'm trying to be as straight ahead as I can and telling you what it was that Florence Nightingale was up against. And she came into the sick ward with all of these patients she had to take care of. And there's the doctor standing around with a thumb up his you-know-what. Another guy picking his... The guys are playing tiddlywinks or whatever they're doing. And she goes, what's the story with you guys? And they're all, what? Huh? So she said, we got to scrub it up. We got to clean it up. And just as I said that this is a great time to wipe like you've never wiped before, if you want to say that, this is a great time to consider. Florence Nightingale said, wipe it up, clean it up, get it wiped off, get it cleaned off, or, you know.
So she was angry.
She was very angry, yeah. She told the doctors, I want that cleaned off, and she pointed something, who knows what, or there's going to be a lot of problems here, and I won't cause them. So the doctors finally got with it.
So Florence Nightingale is in there reading the riot act to these doctors.
Yes. In so many words.
What does that mean in so many words? I mean, she said, you got to clean it down and wipe it down.
She said, you got to clean it up, wipe it down, you know, wipe it off.
This reminds me of something else we were doing.
We were talking about wiping something down and wiping it up.
What are you talking about? The other day, never mind. All right, Dr. Sadler, I know that you have to get home to your dogs and to, you know, do you have a, you know, nobody's sick at your house, right?
No. My mother is visiting. She has no sick problems, but she feels better that she's with her son. her doctor's son, which I'm sure you understand, and that's where I'm going when I leave the studio.
All right, Dr. Sadler, thank you very much, and we're going to be back with more info for you guys here on the world-famous Phil Ingram Show. Thanks a lot, Dr. Sadler.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
I appreciate it very much.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Dr. Sadler.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can come out now. Come on out, Doc.
When's it going to air?
Tomorrow.
Not today?
Well, yeah, it's airing today earlier. I mean, later. We got to edit it and everything.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Sadler.
Hey, Jim, thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye, Dr. Sadler. You know I'm kidding around, right? Well, Margaret, sometimes I don't know what you're doing.
Go see him out, will you?
Dr. Sadler, I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't know if you're fucking around.
Dr. Jim Sadler and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by new Quicken Cereal. Shove it in, let it go. Quicken Cereal. It tastes good. It tastes good. Quicken Cereal has 5 different grains, rice packages from the Middle East and beyond. Quicken Cereal has been evolving for the last 10,000 years. It's gone from being just a little tiny wheat berry to a gigantic cereal of monstrous nutritional proportions. Quicken Cereal. Get it today at all your Nittany supermarkets. Take it from me, the old forest-dwelling coot, Dan Sackner. There's nothing like Quicken Cereal. Shove it in, watch it head out. Shove it in, get up, look down, and see it go out. Hopefully it's out by then, though. It's not. Yeah.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And I'm Margaret Gray. Before we get with Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are at the Homeowners Association there in Western States, where they are quarantining and...
They've self-quarantined. Yeah, self-lockdown.
Yes, they're locked down, and
It's a self-done lockdown.
You know what? People are thinking we're trying to be funny, and we're not. That's what they're doing. There is no reason to. They're just... We'll find out. Anyway, let's... But first, I want to tell you about the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. You can get it for a month. You can get it for a year. And it provides you with oh so many years, down through the years of wonderful entertainment, memorable times that you and your family will never forget.
All right.
I've got it. And Bobby and Steve Dooley from... Now, Bobby, I know you wanted to hear this part here. Bobby, you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Yeah, I wanted to hear that part. Did we miss it?
I don't know what part you're talking about.
The part where they go, Steve.
Yeah, there's the part where they go, ha, 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 la, ha, ha. I don't know if we were able to catch it or not.
Yes, I heard it.
But we didn't hear it. Did you hear it, Steve?
I did. I was singing it, but I didn't know if Bobby was on, and it was part of our last negotiations with Mr. Henry. You know, Mr. Henry?
Last negotiation of what?
There it is again.
We had negotiated that we would sing along at that part.
Okay, I guess you missed it.
Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
May I interject something?
Well, I'm talking to Phil. He's the main person that we negotiated with.
What I'm saying, Bobby, is we're playing the song, which is this is your theme song, and in that song, you guys are supposed to be listening for the ha ha ha. Where is the contract, bud?
Right here. It says sing it.
Give me that.
I just heard it, honey.
What?
I just heard it. What?
If he's singing and you're not, Bobby, it sounds like...
We're supposed to sing along, Steve.
I know it. I just heard it.
Well, I don't...
It says here that...
Let me see this. Bobby and Steve Dooley will be provided with their theme music. And you're...
Ms. Dooley's in the tub, yeah.
Of course I'm in the tub. Are you saying that I'm supposed to deal with what we're... facing without taking a tub?
My wife needs to take a warm tub, Mr. Henry.
All right, I wish Bud would tell me. It's not your fault or anything.
You were about to say it's none of my fault.
It is none of your fault, yeah, Bud.
Oh, here we go. So it's my fault, huh?
You're supposed to tell me when somebody's in a tub.
I did. I sent you a memo.
You sent him a memo.
What do you mean you sent him a memo? I wrote it and I realized I was on Instagram. So
you sent me a memo on Instagram?
No, I it was a picture of me. I was making faces.
And that's what you call a memo, huh?
No, I...
All right, Bud, leave the memos.
Name's Bud, not Bub.
Bud, leave the memos to me. Bobby, sorry about this.
Well, this is part and parcel, Mr. Henry.
It's part and parcel, Mr. Henry. We have a contract...
Steve, would you just allow me for a moment? In your contract, it states very clearly that Bobby and Steve Dooley... per appearance, will be afforded the use of their own theme music. That is Holiday for Strings. And this is from the Ultra Lounge soundtrack. The chorus in the midst of the song, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley will be allowed to sing along with. That's what it says.
Exactly.
All right. Well, how did we keep you?
Mr. Henry, you should have said Bobby and Steve Dooley at the
Well, what is that? Is that articulated?
It says the vocal chorale or chorus.
I don't know what that means. We wanted it articulated to say during the part where they go, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You guys negotiated this deal yourselves. We didn't talk to any attorney.
Well, Mr. Henry, how do you know?
Because I was kept in the loop by my guys.
Oh, by your guy. Oh, wow.
With your big downtown attorneys, I guess you think you're really big.
No, I don't, Ms. Dooley. I'm just trying to do things the right way.
Hold, give me the soap for a minute. Phil, you know it has been extremely stressful. The soap, Steve.
Sorry, darling.
And because of that, look at this. I stink. I haven't had a bath.
Darling, don't you think a shower would be better?
Well, what does that mean?
What we're talking about.
No, Margaret.
I'm saying a shower would be... Wouldn't that be more thorough than taking a bath? You're sitting in dirty water.
No, I don't think I am. I don't sit in filth like a lot of people. I take a bath and I wash off. Yes, there is some...
Yeah, there's some dirt. There's some a little bit of dirt. But Bobby's basically... The filth that comes off of her is... She can sit in it, and she won't smell.
I don't smell like a lot of people. I'm not talking about you, Margaret. But I do. I tell you what, I'll give you a break. Get some hot water going with you, Steve. Oh, Christ.
All right.
But I don't, you know, that's fine, Steve. Turn it down. I don't, for me anyway, and this is just me, I don't sit around all day used to the stink coming off of my own...
Yeah, there's a lot of areas where a woman can stink.
All right, listen, man, I don't want to talk about any of this. Good God. I'm just, Bobby, whatever you got to do for your own personal cleanliness.
Well, this is part of what we're talking about. This is why we're self-lockdowning.
Why you're self-lockdowning?
I mean, while
we're in quarantine.
All right. Are you guys in quarantine because you were exposed to the virus?
No, we are not.
Then why are you in quarantine?
Will you get a load of this guy?
Mr. Henry, we just said it's because we stink.
So you're in quarantine, and you're hoarding toilet paper, and you've bought water.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. And you've purchased water, and you're buying frozen food, and you're walking out of the store with every conceivable roll of paper towel and toilet paper there is, because you stink. Is that it?
Oh, Mike. Talk about rubbing it in.
Hey, Bob, let me take this, Margaret. If you don't mind, I have to ask you, Bobby. This is Phil Henry.
We know, Mr. Henry, you're all authoritative and everything.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you're all like, yeah, Mr. Henry. I hear you, Phil.
Okay, well, then let me just say something. Do we have you on this program tonight, not because you're self-quarantining because of the virus, which is what I thought I heard somebody here tell me.
I thought, Jesus Christ, Dickman, I used to defend you. Now I think Phil should fire you.
Well, God almighty.
Find out if it's because of the damn virus. You know there's people out there getting freaked out.
Man, we tried to, Mr. Henry. She kept saying, yeah.
I told him, yeah, I said it is a virus of sort. I called it the stink bug. Steve thought it was cute, so we went with it.
Yeah, that stink bug was cute because it takes people's minds off of a corona.
The stink bug, what does that mean?
It means she hasn't bathed in weeks.
Yes, as a matter of fact, through no fault of our own, because of the quarantining, the lockdown, and everything.
What about the quarantine and the lockdown keeps you from bathing?
You're arguing with my wife. There's more important things going on.
No. I think I got... What is it about the
What is it, Bobby, that kept you from bathing?
I don't want to use up toilet paper. Okay? So I went ahead...
I mean, we took a lot of...
I'll say it. I have to say it in a clean and adult way. We took a lot of shit. Okay? And then wife...
I don't understand her.
But...
Ms. Dooley, are you saying that you evacuated your bowels a number of times and you did not...
Oh, get a load of him, huh? Evacuated our bowels. Well, that's pretty classy, isn't it?
It's better than talking like a stevedore like you.
What's a stevedore?
A dock worker.
That means I'm a prostitute?
No, it means...
Never mind. You're unloading containers. Bobby and Steve Dooley here, who are self-quarantining. Why? Not because they have the virus, because they've gone weeks without a bath and weeks without wipe. We just had Jim Sadler in here talking about wiping.
Oh, my God.
Did we miss it?
Yes, you did.
See, then we could have used that.
So, am I to understand...
I had to take a call, folks. We had to stop down for a
Phil was taking a call from his agent.
It's fine, Margaret, okay?
Yeah, talk about all Hollywood.
Oh, from here. Was it from your agent?
Yeah, it was from your agent, huh, Mr. Henry?
From my voiceover agent. Now, where were we? Yes.
I'm sure it's, you know, we can go.
No. So, Bobby, you are now quarantining because you stink. That's what you're saying.
You know, I really resent that.
Mr. Henry, we're not saying...
Look, Dooley, this is General Shaw. You know, your wife just said it. She says she smells, and that's why you're quarantining.
My wife didn't say because she stinks. My wife don't stink, okay?
I'm not saying she does. She did.
I'm not saying that I stink. We are quarantining because I've gone almost a month
without wiping.
You just went butch.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but...
Okay, Well, what are you going to do? Get upset? I'm not upset. I just, I'm fine. Thank you very, very much, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Jim Sadler. Thank you, Margaret.
You're leaving?
Yeah, I do. I have to get this. I got to get some stuff squared away. And I think somebody needs to get over to the Dooley's house and kind of air it out over there because they haven't been.
They haven't been wiping.
Yeah.
Okay, so the theme of today's show.
Yeah, the theme of today's show is, did you wipe on the world famous Phil Henry Show?
I love it when they fear me.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. We have toilet paper, we don't have an enormous amount of it, and we don't stink at our house, so I don't get what that's about.
We stink because we haven't wiped.
And yet you're hoarding toilet paper.
Now we have enough, yes. What is it with you people?
God, don't you hear too good?
What? I hear real good, Dooley. Yeah, so don't go into lockdown because you smell bad. Just take a bath, Jack.
Or better yet, a shower.
Yeah, better yet, a shower, man. You know.
Yeah, okay, Dickman, we get it, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.